Today in Music.
We expected it to last 10 years.
I didn't think I was so talented enough for it.
I could be retired, but I could still do this.
But you know, destiny intervenes.
Mix 104.9.
Pink Floyd released their eighth studio album, The Dark Side of the Moon, on this day in 1973. It remained in the charts for 741 discontinuous weeks from 1973 to 1988. With an estimated 45 million copies sold, it's Pink Floyd's most commercially successful album. Here's Roger Waters.
Basically, we were a real group, four guys driven by the ambition of making it. With Dark Side of the Moon, we made it, and those ambitions ceased to be quite as important as they were.
Blondie was at the top of the singles chart on this day in 1980 with Atomic, the group's third UK number one single. And Mr. Mister began a two-week run at the number one spot on the US singles chart on this day in 86. Kiri, the group's second US number one, number 11 hit in the UK. Here's Steve George from the group.
You know, we've always written songs and wanted to have a record deal. So that was always in the back of our mind, even though we did a lot of sessions for a while. We always wanted to get back into making records, have a band that would record together and perform together.
Bruce Springsteen's Streets of Philadelphia won three Grammys for Song of the Year, Best Male Vocal Performance and Best Rock Song on this day in 1995. The track was featured in the film Philadelphia. The award presented by Whitney Houston.
Goes to Bruce Springsteen for Streets of Philadelphia from Philadelphia.
See, this is the first song I ever wrote for a motion picture, so I guess it's all downhill from here.
Ain't no angel gonna greet me.
Couple of birthdays today. Nick Kershaw, English singer and songwriter, is turning 63. He had the hit singles I Won't Let the Sun Go Down on Me, as well as Wouldn't It Be Good, Human Racing and The Riddle. And Justin Bieber turning 27 today. The first artist to have seven songs from a debut album chart on the Billboard Hot 100. His 2009 debut single One Time was a top 30 hit in over 10 countries in 2016. He became the first artist to surpass 10 billion total video views on Vevo.
I think everything that I did made me who I am today, and I have a story. And so for me, I just remember where I was, and no, I'm not where I want to be necessarily, but I'm not where I used to be, and just keep it pushing.
That is Today in Music for Monday, March the 1st at Mix 104.9.